Warriors Rockets Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals set for Monday night at the Toyota Center here in Houston. This Warrior Sound update coming to you from Shoot Around with the Cleveland Cavaliers awaiting the winner of this Game 7 in the NBA Finals. We listen in to what head coach Steve Kerr had to say after this morning Shoot Around here in Houston.
The butterflies are a little different before Game 7. There's a few more of them in there, I think. It's a great day. It's a great day for sports, for basketball fans, for our players, the Rockets. I mean, it's fun and it's exciting and it's nerve-wracking and all of the above. But it's a great moment, great time for our team.
How's Kevon today? Did you have that talk with him?
No. You guys need to get used to this new injury report. Like, literally everybody is on the injury report every day. So don't take it seriously.
In this situation, Steve, what creates the biggest butterflies for you and for your guys?
It's just, you know, the fact that you know the series ends tonight and you either go home or you move on. So it's just the stakes are what create the butterflies. But what's important is not thinking about the stakes and the repercussions and the judgment that comes, either way, win or lose. It's just about locking in on your job and executing the game plan, letting loose, letting it fly, see what happens.
What was your impression of the other series last night? Did you watch it?
I did watch it. It's just great competition. You know, I'm so impressed with Boston and their young players and what they've built, and amazing season for them. And then LeBron is LeBron. He was awesome.
How's Andre doing?
He's doing okay. He won't play tonight. Yeah.
Chris Paul's a game time decision. Does it change anything for you guys, or you just?
No, I mean our game plan stays the same, and we'll it's not like they change their offense when he's out there. It's more just an individual tendency thing, but our guys, they have the scouting report down, and we'll see what happens.
Steve, how important is it's been this way the entire series, but you mentioned earlier in the series that you saw a lot of the problems that you saw in the regular season when it comes to fouling. Do you feel like you're in a good place where we know that the whistle is going to play a factor in this game?
I think the officials have done a great job throughout the playoffs. You know, it's one of the things I love about the playoffs is that there's not much BS. You know, there's not a lot of the trickery that goes on in the regular season, and you're getting the best officials night after night, and you got to earn your trip to the line. There's not going to be a lot of ticky-tack stuff, and that's good for us. When we're disciplined and we don't reach, that puts us in a good position. So we've got to continue to do that, keep them off the foul line. That's been a pretty good barometer in the series for success, and do all the other stuff we've been talking about too.
Do you have a number for Harden as far as what's a good day of keeping him off the free throw line?
We haven't really given our guys a number, but it just feels more like what kind of fouls they are. You know, there's going to be some that you have to commit, but you know, when he's driving in and somebody reaches and James does his swoop move and gets underneath your arm, we've watched enough tape now to know we can't do that. So you kind of feel it. He's going to get to the line some for sure. He's that good, but I don't have an exact number or anything.
You spoke about Boston. What's your impression of Cleveland getting back to the finals again?
No, we have a game tonight, so I'm not talking about anything else.
What's your max level of minutes you'd maybe go with your main guys tonight?
49, probably. I think the last couple games you've seen kind of how both teams are approaching this. You know, you can buy a few minutes here and there, and you have to, I think. I mean, it's too difficult to play at this level and go the full 48 for most people anyway. And you want to buy some minutes here and there.
So it sounds like you won't go the full 48. Could you do the full 24 in the second half, maybe?
Again, it's a feel thing. It depends how the game's going. It depends how the players look. I think obviously we have kind of our big four that we play heavy minutes, and each guy is a little different in terms of the ability to deal with fatigue and so I wouldn't treat them all the same way. And we can feel it, we can see it, and generally we'll just take a guy out for a couple minutes and get him right back in.
You guys are obviously both high-powered offenses, but how have you seen the kind of the grinded-out nature of this series evolve?
Well, both teams are also great defensively. I mean, that's the biggest difference with Houston this year compared to in the past. They're much better defensively than they've ever been. They've added pieces that make a lot of sense to play the way they play with the switching. You know, PJ and Babute, Capella's gotten better with that. And we've been a good defensive team for years. So this is how the playoffs are supposed to be. You know, I don't think anybody in our locker room expected these games to be 125 to 121. Defense, you saw it in last night's game in Boston. I mean, defense in the playoffs, it gets tougher and tougher to score no matter how talented you are. Everybody's tuned in. The regular season it's like a different sport, you know. Preparation is much less. There's much less of it, and so you can sort of catch people off guard a little bit. Not much catching anybody off guard right now.
Andre's a competitor. He's somebody that you trust. How is he handling missing the fourth straight game and now the season on the line?
He's frustrated. He's totally frustrated. And if he could play, he would play. But he just has not. His body has not responded to this point. We're still hoping that over the next few days, if we're able to win tonight, that that he will make some improvement. But he just has not gotten where he needs to be.
Has he had any role on the bench? You know, Chris Paul seems to have had a pretty significant role. What has Andre been doing during
the game? Yeah, Andre's been great on the bench. He talks to our guys all game. And he's one of our vets. He's one of the smartest players I've ever been around. And he, ever since I've been here, you know, over the last 4 years, he's always made a point of taking young players under his wing and teaching them, you know, what's going on in the NBA game. And he'll do that during the game tonight too.
Coach, you mentioned about the defense of Rockets. So when you guys were struggling on offense, was it because of the defense of Rockets were so good, or just because like you guys were not being careful or, you know, sloppy?
It's always a combination of both. You know, you always have to give credit where it's due. In this case, you know, Houston's defense and their the roster that they've built is impressive to defend at a high level. And then we had to figure some things out and play better offensively. And so we'll see how it goes tonight.